Andrew, do you want to have any, do you have any comments?
I'll try to be brief. Firstly, rumours really run quickly. There was consideration of moving the uprising program, Sonali, to the week following the Against the Grain segment, which runs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and perhaps putting it on a Thursday and or a Friday, so continued in that stream to open up the Saturday slot to a potential Labor program and or to give Chris Welsh, very experienced broadcaster you all know about, an extra hour to perhaps to go out to farmers' markets, to go out to the community and bring in some much more positive-based Saturday morning program rather than more politics on Saturday to try and loosen that up a little bit. That was the plan, and it was a plan, and it's not been fulfilled at this point. So that was a rumour. Rumours. David Bacon was invited to come in and meet with us. So far, he has refused to do so. He said he would do so if he had a shop steward alongside him. He's not a member of our union. Seems rather strange that he feels like he needs a shop steward. I don't think that I'm such a frightening person, really, and neither is Kerry Klein, that he would need a shop steward. But he's welcome to come in. He's been invited to come in and meet with us if he wants. I think he's going to be replacing... rather standing in for Phil Muldery when he's off. So there's no campaign to keep him out of the station. He left the station. He could have come back if he wanted. He left the station. You know, it's like a lot of people who say the morning program. Well, no one stepped up to the plate. No one stepped up. We asked people if they would step up. They didn't step up. A few people did. Well, I think David Bacon's name was brought up specifically, so I'm answering that specifically. That's all. I'm not bringing up other names. I'm just saying, I agree the morning, the 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock slot has not been as strong as it might have been, but I also think it's improving, and I think it will continue to improve. If we wanted to bring back the old morning show, we really couldn't do it. There was arbitration about that. The station was vindicated, despite what other people think. You can smile about it. You can criticise it, but that's what the NLRB said, not me. The National Labor Relations Board agreed that Pacifica had done the right thing to do that because of its financial situation. So I don't see what the debate's about in that regard.
Okay. We have Sasha, followed by Sharam, who says he'll be very brief. and then Pam, and then Jack has a motion. So go ahead, Sasha.
I'd just like to get back to the mythical Kim Klein again. I mean, I've heard her name mentioned, but I certainly have not heard, anything like the She Walks on Water reports this morning. I'm still... Tracy, when I'm speaking, I'd really like to ask you to keep your mouth shut and not cut in all the time. I'm really getting annoyed today. Thank you. I'm still trying to get in my head, and yes, I have done a bit of development work, and no, nowhere near what Kim Klein or somebody who's done development work for 20 years would have done. But I'm still trying to get my head around how a $50,000 consultant is going to strategize on how to reach out to the Latino and Native American community to raise money, and that community being described as probably lower income $25 memberships. And I'm trying to figure out how this person is, how a development director would be doing that. It's not really typical development director work. And it would also seem to me, if you're trying to reach out to the Latino community, that you would hire a Latino to do that. And the other part of this is that I wonder what your thoughts are in terms of programming. Yes, I know we have some, programming about or by Latin Americans. Some of it is largely music. I'm not Latino, and I love the salsa. But I'm wondering what this means in terms of changing programming. Are we again going to be changing our mix and having Spanish language programming and so forth and so on? And what consideration are you taking? I sometimes find it very confusing when I turn on KPFA these days. I sometimes am actually not sure I'm listening to KPFA. I actually twice, on two occasions in the last month, actually went and checked my radio to make sure something didn't get changed by mistake. I actually thought I was not listening to KPFA. So, you know, if we're going to have that kind of abrupt changes in programming, you know, a lot of us are going to fall by the wayside. You know, if you don't speak Spanish, you may not be listening to KPFA any longer, or are these all going to be English? I mean, it seems to me if you're reaching out to Native Americans and Latinos, you're going to want to offer them something, and that would be a change in programming. And so could you address that and why we're not hiring a Latino to organize the Latinos?
Okay. I want to point out we are out of time. Here's my proposal. I don't want to ask for another extension of time. I just want to go through the names that are on the list and call that a day on this discussion, okay? Is there any objection to that? All right. So the next person is Sharam.
Okay. Thank you. Andrew, I appreciate the fact that you're holding those staff meetings. I think it's important to be in touch with the staff, sharing the information as you're doing with us here. I attended both staff meetings, and I thought that was a good idea. And you were quite open in terms of sharing some of the forward-looking ideas that you have and asking people to be involved in it and have, you know, essentially soliciting their opinions and their ideas. One thing I wanted to ask you is regarding the October fund drive, I'm concerned that the fund drive is so close to the one that we just had. Is it possible? I understand there may be a cash flow problem, and probably Maria can talk about that. Is it possible to think about this alternative of having a longer fund drive in December, which is the time that people actually give money, and having a shorter one or something like that in October, or a little later in October, perhaps? You know, maybe starting mid October or something like that. Thank you.
Short answer: yes.
Okay. All right, and did you want to respond to any of the things that Sasha said?
Andrew, she's talking to you.
It's all right.
Okay.
Now.
Thanks, Mel.
Don't do that.
Well, you know, when I come to these meetings, I throw out ideas. This is not set in concrete. I mean, there's a lot of other ideas that relate to development. I didn't go through them all. I think I did at previous meetings. That's one idea, and I thought it was quite an exciting idea. You know, one development director or one development coach at a time. Maybe it would be a good idea to get someone else, an Hispanic development director. I don't know, but you know, Kim Klein, that's what we've got so far. One thing at a time, I would suggest.
Okay, thank you. So Pam asked to hand something out. Or you have?
I wanted to explain what it was, but I don't have a microphone.
Oh, give Pam a microphone.
Thank you.
So Tracy asked for figures, so I got something at the meeting the other day that says that our total loss in donations in the winter drive from the change in the morning block was about 96,000. The summer drive, that loss about 45,000. We're not just talking about, and I'll pass this around because everybody said they like figures. You want to pass this? To address what Cynthia said, I think since we are a listener-sponsored station, it would be very weird if we weren't willing to listen to the critiques of the actual listeners who pay the bills and weren't interested in their concerns about the change in programming. It's not just the morning show. It's Democracy Now! Isn't bringing in the same money because of the changes. So we haven't really looked at what the programming has done, and we haven't really, as Dan pointed out, talked about what programming has done to lower that. In terms of myself, yeah, I have recruited new members, and I have gotten old members to renew. I can't imagine it's a lot of money, but it's something that I'm working on, and I'd be happy to work on more.
Okay, now I'm going to call on Jack, who said he wanted to make a motion, and I want to point out that people who want to make motions in the meeting, motions that have not been passed to the board previously, are now, according to a new procedure, which Craig and I implemented, the maker of the motion is going to be asked to write out the motion so that we don't run into the problem of motions changing and us not being clear about what people were trying to get said. So I'm going to pass one of these little things to Jack.
He's already written it out. Do we have to use the correct form?
No, you don't have to use the correct form. All right, go ahead, Jack.
Okay, the motion that I make is, whereas The summer KPFA fund drive fell short of its goals, and whereas the October fund drive is crucial to the survival of the station, and whereas the previously canceled morning show was a recognized major fundraiser for the station, resolved that the LSB recommends to the IGM that the morning show be reinstated for the October fund drive for the purpose of increasing revenues to the station. And if the motion is seconded, I would like to speak to it.
All right. Second's been heard. Speak.
Okay. Now, first of all, I want to state some what I consider to be factual things. First off, the morning show was a better fundraiser than the morning mix. That, I believe, is factual, and if anybody wants to argue with that, I invite them to do it. Second, the morning mix and the current lineup of morning programming has fallen short of what it used to be. That also, I believe, is factual. And if anybody contends with that, and I know that Sharam accuses me of being an engineer and trying to stick to the facts, I would appreciate it if there is any different viewpoint on that, that it be stated explicitly. All right? I am also very sensitive to the idea of the LSB getting involved in programming details. And therefore, this motion does not recommend a long-term programming change. What it does is that it recommends to the general manager a step having to do with programming for a limited time for the fund drive for the purpose of trying to increase the funding to the station. None of this has to do with elephants. None of this has to do with NLRB decisions. None of this has to do with any of those things, although I would not be an engineer if I didn't know that those things lurk in the background. So what this motion calls for is specifically a recommendation, not an instruction, right? But a recommendation to the station manager, interim general manager, to place this show back on the air for the duration of the fund drive for the purpose of raising money. That's the motion.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. On procedure, let me just say that after our last meeting, I did some research into Robert's Rules of Order, and although I found that it was not appropriate for the chair to call the question, I did discover that Robert's Rules of Order recommends, no, in fact, one of the rules is that each member of the body may only speak twice to the same question. So I'm certainly going to hold to that. I'm going to ask that each member of the body speak no more than twice. I am also going to ask that someone make a motion that each time someone speaks, they be limited to 2 minutes. And is there a second to that? Are there any objections to a two-minute time rule? I see two objections. Let's just have a show of hands. Those in favor of a two-minute time limit, hold your hands up. Okay, noes. Those opposed to a 2-minute time limit. 5. Okay, motion clearly passes. All right, so we are now ready to discuss Jack's motion. And I saw that Tracy raised her hand, and I will take other speakers. Okay, go ahead, Tracy. Will someone volunteer to be the timekeeper? Thank you. Okay.
KPFA raised $82,000 more in listener support and donations from October 1 of last year to July 30th this year than it did October 1, 2009 to July 30th, 2010. Let me say that number again. $82,000 more dollars. That's a 1 point in listener revenue and donations. Overall, it raised $39,011 in more total revenue. 1.4% increase. That's more money than this year than it was last year. So this motion is basically suggesting that we should reverse that and go for having $39,000 less.
No, it's not.
Because that programming apparently made less money. The reality is that our revenues are fundamentally flat. That's what the reality is. They were flat with one set of programming, they're flat with the other set of programming. Whether you have programming, whether you have more money at 10 o'clock or more money at 4 o'clock or more money at 3 o'clock does not actually put more money in your pocket. So again, last 10 months this year, $39,000 more money. Last 10 months last year, $39,000 less money. Just keep that in mind.
Frank Sterling, followed by Sharam.
I don't speak very often, so I hope 2 minutes will do. I would just like to remember that there was or is, people may have like contention with this, but there was like an anti-morning mix campaign that I still feel like people just don't want the morning mix because it's not the morning show. I feel like that has something to do with the income of the morning time. And I always forget his name, but the man that made the motion,
Jack.
I'm Jack. Jack, how you doing? Franklin over here. I too did enjoy Brian and Amy in the morning sometimes. I was a morning listener, still am. Morning mix, so be it. His idea maybe not be so bad to try. How about if they had a day of the morning mix?
Okay.
A day of the morning mix. It's like a compromise. Huh? The morning show, morning mix, whatever. Maybe they could have an hour during the week.
Okay.
It's just something I throw out there too.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, followed by Sharam, who will be followed by Laura Privis.
Yes, thank you. This is actually a bigger question. I think Dan is right in terms of what is taking its toll on KPFA and its budget is programming. And if you look at the trend for the past 10 years, it verifies that. You get that confirmed. I have the numbers here in terms of our revenue dwindling, basically, on-air fund drives and, in general, membership donation and listener donations. So keep that in mind, and then think about a couple of other factors that are negative publicity plus a serious economic crisis we are undergoing. And I heard this argument before that, okay, in 2009 we had, 2010 we had economic crisis too, but the fact of the matter is people run out of their resources after a while. I mean, let's keep that in mind. If you don't have a job, the unemployment benefit is gone, you go through your saving or whatever, you know, you can borrow and so forth and so on. So as this thing drags on, things are not going to get any better. And what I urge this group, us as a whole, to think is not to be so much mired in the past as opposed to looking into the future. I think this is what we need to keep in mind. What is the problem? Morning show was on for years and years, and the numbers were dwindling. So this is a counter-argument. I mean, the fact of the history of the morning show and the rest of the program on KPFA is a counter-argument to this thing that this is a fluke of some sort because morning show was taken off the air. And may I remind you that it's true. I mean, Tracy said the numbers are higher, but there is also a problem, of course. We have had longer days of fund drives because, again, I think it has a lot to do with the situation, with our plight, economic plight that we are in. And just to wrap it up, I think if you look at the numbers all in all, some other shows are doing better. You know, so money is shifting around, but it's not getting, the pie is not getting bigger. One thing I want to say, just to wrap up, I noticed $90 was our average donation, which is much lower, I think, than what we used to earn, like 105 or 110. That by itself is indicative of what the situation, I mean, it's how it's affected by economic situation.
Thank you. Laura Privis, followed by Henry Knorr.
I just want to comment a little bit on Tracy's numbers. When we're talking about last October to this October, we're also including the emergency December drive, where the morning mix was not in place, and there was a major controversy going on about the layoffs on the morning show, and people were contributed much more than expected that drive. In the winter drive and the subsequent spring drive, the paid staff stepped in and pitched during the 6 to 9 a.m. hour. That did not happen during the summer drive. So the summer drive is the first time that the paid staff did not contribute to, and when they were not asked to contribute to, the 6 to 9 a.m. pitching, although Eileen Alfandari did do the Al Jazeera. And the morning show was actually not losing money while the station as a whole was, the fundraising has been going down. The morning show was actually increasing the amount of money it was bringing in despite the economy or whatever else was happening. So that shows something about, and it was also the whole 6 to 9 drive, so shows something about that programming in that time, which is the morning drive time, which is the very most important spot in radio to get listeners and to get contributions. It should be maximized.
Thank you, Laura. Laura is followed by Henry, who will be followed by Cynthia Johnson.
Thank you. First of all, in the numbers, I just want to point out that we had a 27% decrease in listener support from 2005 to 2009 when we had the morning show on the air. We had the previous management that some people now seem to be so fond of. I'm not saying that's the fault of either the morning show or the previous management. It has to do with, I think as Dan said, it has to do with the stagnation of our programming. It has a lot to do with the economic crisis. It has to do with changes in technology and so on. But let's not blame it on the removal of the morning show because that's completely unrealistic. Second, micromanagement. That phrase has often been thrown around in the deliberations of this board. Many resolutions that others of us have offered that had to do with station policy, long-term continuing policy, were put down as micromanagement. If ever there was an instance where that word is appropriate, telling the management of the station what to do for 1 hour during one fund drive surely qualifies. Third point, to me, this is an invitation. This is pure manipulation. This is an invitation. We know what Sharam hinted before about money being changing around. Part of the reason the morning show, the morning mix, brings in so much less, is that the people who were supporters of the morning show, and the political tendency represented there, have shifted their money. Everybody knows that. To letters to Washington, to the evening news, which used to raise hardly anything, now raises much more. It's clear there's been a big shift in where some people are, when some people are donating their money. If management were to follow this this resolution, we would clearly would happen would be that the faction that has campaigned relentlessly for however long now, almost a year, about the morning show would pump a lot of money into that show and then say, see, look, if we only had the morning show back, we would be in financial bliss. It's an invitation to a kind of manipulation.
I'm sorry, Henry, your time is up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Cynthia, followed by Sasha Futron.
Well, I speak against this motion just for that idea of micromanagement. I do believe there are elephants, and we all know what they are. But I also believe we have some sacred cows, and there's nothing sacred about a couple of jobs that could bring down a station. And you know, the morning mix, maybe Sasha doesn't agree with me, but I listen to, maybe none of us are listening quite as much as we might have in the past. But it is getting better, and again, they need that kind of help rather than the constant barrage of what you hear here from people I know who I don't know how to contact exactly. And so I just suggested, I agree with you, Andrea, this is struggle. I don't think we need to micromanage the programming, but I'm glad we're having this kind of a discussion so that we know it. I don't believe with all 6 to 9, I'm not crazy about Al Jazeera. And I'm glad to hear, you know, but these are things that we need to let the management talk about with the consultation, and it looks to me like he's consulting. I've asked David Bacon a couple of times to go back, but he's refused, so there we are. So, I mean, I think we're reaching out to people to try to help, and I think that's maybe 2 minutes.
Thank you. Okay, the last two first-time speakers on the list are Mal Bernstein and Anthony Fest. Is there anyone else who hasn't Oh, I'm sorry, Sasha Futron. Then I have Mal Bernstein. You're next, Sasha.
You
then
keep
I
have, forgetting about me.
And then I have, Mal Bernstein and then Anthony Fest. Tracy's asked to speak for a second time. Are there any other first-time speakers before we go to a second round? All right, Sasha, you're on.
So I have really mixed feelings about all of this. I don't think that we should be sending the station manager a message telling him to just put on a program during the fund drive. I think that's also kind of misleading to listeners in a sense. And I think also that what Henry said in terms of, you know, dollars being shifted around and people, you know, traffic being directed by a political faction probably has a great deal of truth to it. I do want to comment some of the figures we were given. I think it's also very clear that the morning show raised a heck of a lot of more money per hour than the morning mix. I don't think there's any question about that. And we can talk to death about, you know, all kinds of things. I think better programming brings in more money. And the morning mix is frankly dreadful. It's one of the times, I mean, two of the times that I spoke of where I wasn't sure what station I was tuned into. It was because I turned on the radio and it was the morning mix. And I wasn't sure this was KPFA at all, actually. And it certainly has stopped me from listening as much. And, you know, I'm on the board and I don't feel like throwing money at it. I don't. I think it's a terrible direction we're going in. I think we're in a very confused state. I think putting on horrible programming in the name of calling it community broadcasting as though we're doing some wonderful good deed is really foolishness. And there we have it. So while I'm not in favor of this motion, I really think people ought to stop and think about what it is that you're so highly supporting. Bad programming is really not a goal for a radio station.
Thank you, Sasha. Okay, so I have Mal, followed by Anthony, and then Tracy on the second round, and Jack on a second round. And Pam raised her hand?
No.
Dan.
Does anybody have my sheet?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Wait, are there any other, Dan would be on the first round. Are there any other first round speakers? Okay, so Mal, Anthony, and Dan, and then we go to second round. Mal. Turn your stopwatch on.
Yes, the stopwatch is on.
You're 154.
Thank you. I don't think I'll take 2 minutes. I would like to at least partly put to rest the notion that there is some great conspiracy over here directing funds to come or not to come. We have a lot of listeners to KPFA, and it seems to me they vote with their money. when they listen to something that is unlistenable, they stop listening. And if they're not listening, they're obviously not contributing during a fund drive. That seems to me to be self-evident. And if you want to hide behind this great conspiracy of directing money, I think you're just fooling yourselves. And you're helping the station collapse because it's the programming that brings the listeners and the money, and it's nothing else.
Thank you. Anthony, followed by Dan.
First of all, a quick note. Anyone who's got a copy of Robert's Rules, please look at page 41. Without the permission of the assembly, no one can speak longer than permitted by the rules of the body. Or it goes on for the details that don't relate to us, longer than 10 minutes. So I don't think we can arbitrarily say debate is limited by 2 minutes. Anyway,
pardon me. We voted. The body voted.
The rules of our bylaws, not something we vote on. So that said, people seem to be forgetting that a dollar is a dollar, whether it was raised at 9 a.m. or 5 p.m. or 2 a.m. It spends just the same. In the face of all the attacks, and of course, I am associated with the Morning Mix, and I think it's an excellent program, and vastly more diverse than its predecessor in voices and topics. And naturally, a program needs time to establish itself. If some of the existing morning show audience didn't like it, well, that's too bad. But I'd like them to have stayed with it. But if others are going to come on, that's got to happen by word of mouth, and that's going to take time. It may well be that maybe when it's had plenty of time to establish itself, it might still not raise as much money as the old morning show did. Perhaps that could be because its audience will be of a lower income than the old morning show audience. Is that a horrible accusation to make against it? As to the word struggle, why are we struggling against ourselves? We're supposed to be struggling against globalization and corporatization and free trade agreements and war, not within our own institution, which supposedly exists to oppose those things. Thank you. So we're struggling in there.
Thank you, Anthony. Dan.
I think this is really convoluted. All right. When we're even having to consider the kind of motion that Jack's has made. Look, I have a very simple-minded approach to this, and it's really not ulterior. I think that what we need to do is have the best programming on the most hours, starting with the hours when most people listen. I'm sure I'm not the only KPFA supporter who has regular working hours. So I listen to the radio, you know, between 6 and 9 in the morning, roughly, and in the evening at the time of the news. So why don't we go with our best? I mean, I just, you know, it's like there are some shows that we do, like, at midday against the grain. I think it's a great show. I never listen to it because I'm not listening to the radio in the middle of the day. I want to see our best shows on the weekends when people who are not working can listen to the radio. And I just think, you know, I'm not wanting to criticize Anthony or anyone else, but as someone who listened to the morning show for a long time, I think that Brian and Amy did the best job. It sounded good. It was interesting. It was diverse. Now we have so many interviews that go sort of like this. Tell me why President Obama has betrayed the working class. Now, we really dislike President Obama for betraying the working class, don't we? What can we do about this traitor to the working class? I mean, you know, I may agree with the sentiment of the questioner, but it's not interesting. It's not good entertainment. It doesn't educate me or anyone else. And I don't want to pound on Andrew, but I feel like more than at any time that I've been around this station, programming decisions have been made based on what party you're part of. You know, we went through years of debate over programming, but it was never so sectarian.
All right. Thank you. I just want to point out that on page 385 of Robert's Rules of Order, it says that an assembly at any session can change the limits of debate for that session only by means of a main motion adopted by two-thirds vote without notice. And we did. We had a motion, and there were no objections, or there were five objections.
It was
and
13 four, to 5.
It was 14 to 5, whatever. It was clearly passed by two. What? Yes. 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 So. I just wish to point that out. Okay, we're on to second round speakers. We have Tracy and then Jack. And Frank. Okay, that. And then Anthony. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, Tracy.
Okay, just to get a little deeper into the number that Henry provided about that 27% decline in listener support and donations between 2005 and 2009. Between 2005 and 2006, listener support and donations declined by approximately $500,000 from 4.0 to 3.5. Between 2007 and 2008, you had another $500,000 decline from approximately 3.5 to approximately 2.9, where we have been stuck since 2008. Just out of curiosity, if that's not hitting the rocks, what is? Between last year and this year, when we're defining KPFA as falling apart or being destroyed or going under or having disasters or catastrophes, I don't have a little piece of paper that went around, but whatever the heck it says, listener supported revenue increased by over 1%. There's such a thing as English. There's such a thing as logic. And I was around. I was on this board 2007, 2008 when we had that $500,000 decline in listener support. I remember a response along the lines of basically, oh, snap, that's too bad. I don't recall any micromanaging instructions to the then IGM about programming changes to reverse the horrible decline, which was 500 times worse. Okay, the other thing that I just want to kind of flag people about is we are a non-commercial educational station according to our FCC license. And what that means in strict terms is that we are not free to put programming on the air specifically because we think it's going to make us more money. That's what commercial radio stations do. Therefore, I think the wording on this motion is a little questionable, and it may need to be somewhat revised.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. Jack.
Okay, so I'm going to try to recap some arguments over here. Anthony says that perhaps the morning mix raises less money than the morning show because its listeners are lower income. And he takes that supposition, makes it into fact, and then says, well, to hell with the upper income listeners who used to listen to the morning show. We don't really care about them. Henry, somehow or other, magically gives the Save KPFA people the ability to shift money, not even taking into consideration that the people who actually listen to the station may not be pledging for certain programs because they don't like those programs. And somehow or other, the fact that people don't like a program speaks well for it, because what it means is that it demonstrates that the program is attracting the real masses as opposed to the petty bourgeois elite Berkeley latte-sipping, sandal-wearing elites. It's attracting the real masses because the real masses don't have any money. So we finally get to the logical extreme of this, and that is to put Steve Zeltzer on the air so as to alienate each and every trade unionist in the Bay Area.
Okay. All right. I've got two more speakers who are speaking for the second time, Frank Sterling and Anthony Fest, and Sharam.
Checkmate.
Tanya, you didn't speak yet. Do you want to speak?
I have a question. How long, oh Lord, is this going to go on?
When we have run out of first-time speakers and second-time speakers, hold on, we will come to a vote. Okay. Anthony, let's see, who did I skip? Frank. Frank and then Anthony and then Sharam, and then we're done as far as I know.
Hello again. I'll try not to go on too long. So I think it was brought up that maybe there was no anti-morning mix campaign or whatever you want to call it. But I think that it is a fact that when people hear or read something from people that they really respect, such as the morning show, to maybe not support the morning mix, it does have an effect. So I just feel like that is an issue. And that was, if I'm referring to when I received the, say, KPFA emails in the early days. It's just a fact that when people respect people and they appreciate their radio program, and then they come out and say, hey, we're not here no more, you know, we don't appreciate the morning mix, please do not support it. It was a fact that was, I read it myself. And then, so I won't go on there because I know that people don't want to go on with that. And then I just don't also appreciate the morning mix being called horrible programming. I know a lot of people may not agree with it, but I'm sure there's some people that do appreciate it. And being a creator of radio that maybe some people may not appreciate, some people may. So I believe it's a personal opinion in that other people may appreciate the morning mix. Maybe everybody doesn't. Thank you.
Okay. Where am I on my list? Anthony and then Sharman. Now, Cynthia has asked to speak for a second time. Kate Tanaka has never spoken, so she moves to the head of the line. Give that woman a microphone.
Well, you know, I just wanted to throw in my two cents worth about the allegation that monies are shifted by nefarious hands. I have no idea if that's possible. But I do know, because I listen to the radio an awful lot, that people who just listen to the radio don't know who's who, don't know what side to be on or who represents what. And so when they heard every day, day in and day out, that Arlene Engelhardt had gotten rid of the entire morning show, it made any kind of loyalty to or participation with whatever replaced the morning show, it put a taint on it to people. And they thought that they were being disloyal to their former morning show friends. I don't think that you all can deny that. And even in the recent fund drive that started right before Al Jazeera or right after, you know, the pitch was made, for those of you who enjoy the letters to Washington and Amy Goodman and Al Jazeera, please support us. You know, conspicuously leaving out the morning mix. I just don't think that it's fair not to acknowledge that that's been going on for a very long time on a daily basis.
Thank you, Kate. Okay, Anthony, followed by Sharam, followed by Cynthia Johnson, and once again, I believe that's the end of the speakers list.
Yeah, this time I'll confine myself to the specifics of this motion. I think if it's honestly intended that the morning show would be on, the old morning show would come on for the duration of the drive and then leave again, Who would want to pledge under those circumstances? If it was honestly said, well, this show is here for 3 weeks and then it's going away again. So clearly it's either meant as a to the listener who'd say, well, I'm going to pledge now, and when my credit, by the time my credit card's billed, the show's going to go away again. That's no way to build loyalty. The changing is back, and then changing back again is disruptive. And so I think it's clearly meant as merely gathering ammunition to say, oh, look, it raised X amount of dollars. Let's keep it on. It's clearly not honest intentions here.
Sharam? Okay, Cynthia, go ahead.
Just a
few. He's returning. You go ahead.
All right, a few facts about this, if I remember correctly, when the Morning Mix came on in December. I'm on a number of boards, including, well, we don't exactly have boards on Code Pink, but we try to be a small D democratic organization, and they had some good people on. There was a picket on. I mean, there's a picket on from the CLers and the Save KPFA. And then this constant barrage of daily attacks on the Morning Mix. You don't... People do not always, I hate to say this, but the KPFA listening audience is not always, I mean, they, like everybody else, they're busy, they work, they like I do, I work a lot too. I take my opinions from my opinion leaders, and so if you're constantly hearing this, remember what Goebbels said in the 1930s? Once you hear something enough, you're going to start to believe it. And that's exactly what happened about the Morning Mix. I think we need to give it a chance instead of this nonsense. And, you know, things can, and there's some other facts that I wanted to say about the Morning Mix and the Morning Show. First of all, the Morning Mix is on for 1 hour. The Morning Show was on for 2 hours, so I don't know where those figures come up. The sacred cow of the Morning Show had 2 hours and a number of paid producers. I'm not quite sure how many producers our 1 hour of the Morning Mix has. Because I don't micromanage myself. So that's also a consideration when we're trying to consider facts of what of our budget, which is our purview, not micromanagement.
Sharam, and okay. Now one more person is asked to speak for a second time. Who is?
First time.
You want to speak?
I want to speak.
Okay, your first time, you go ahead.
I'm on. Okay. Even though, as I sit in this room and I hear the elephant is over here and the elephant's over there and whatever, depending on your perspective, or in this case, your political line in this group, that's why we have struggle, even among people who are supposed to be on a team, because we do have different approaches to a thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. The problem here to me is that without much external consultation, I wasn't on the board until October, November, whenever, the Morning Show, which was the one show that I could convince my friends to listen to on KPFA, the one show, because as Dan pointed out, they're going to work in the morning, and I didn't tell them go listen to it. I didn't, you know, I listened to it, but I didn't tell them to listen to it. But then I started hearing, oh, yeah, I heard that on KPFA this morning. Oh, yeah, I heard this. These are black working class people that I'm talking about. There's not millions of them, but I'm just saying in my circle, when the program shifted to the Morning Mix, I wasn't listening to it because I had retired by then, so I wasn't listening. My friend said, what is it? What happened over there? I said, I don't know. I just went to one meeting. I don't know. Well, what happened? Because the program that we had in the morning, we don't have it anymore. So I'm saying you may speculate as to, oh, this is just invented by the bad Safe KPFA people, or they're not invented by whatever y'all side is called. I don't know what it is. But I'm just saying there are objective facts out there as to the listenership. And I think while my contacts are minuscule, but they told me something in terms of how they heard the change on the air, no matter how much we may attach it to the devils are doing this. So I just want that to be clear. There are people who actually didn't know any of us and still thought the Morning Mix made such a difference in terms of what they were accustomed to listening to that they commented to me. So that is...
Thank you. Period. Thank you, Tanya. Okay. Sharam, and then Sasha, and then we're through, right?
Okay. All right. You know, again, total revenue from fund drives and total number of listeners have been dwindling since 2003, and it's a trend. So again, unless you change the programming, there's not going to be any change. Democracy Now has been raising less and less money. It's not anything new. I mean, think about it logically. Somebody who listens at 6 o'clock, Democracy Now! Was never a big fundraiser anyways. It was the 9 o'clock. So if anything, that should be telling you something else, because there are more people listening at 7 o'clock to Democracy Now! It still doesn't raise money. It's because Democracy Now! Has found its own outlets. It's being broadcast on other stations, on other television stations, radio stations, and frankly, by making a date to have lunch with the Democracy Now! Producers and hosts, what we did was basically introduce our big donors to Ms. Goodman, and she's probably directly soliciting funds from them. It was not such a smart idea. It was a short-term thinking, but that's what happened. You know, I mean, let's think about it. Well, anyways, whoever idea, yeah. Well, I mean, we have to have our own independent minds as somebody who runs the station. Anyways, one thing I noticed about Andrew's numbers, and I don't know, it may still be anecdotal, but I noticed in the last two fund drives in May and summer, the number of new listeners has increased quite a bit. In fact, in the summer fund drive, it went up probably by close to 70%. In the May fund drive, something to 10 to 15% when you compare to last year. So that is encouraging. I mean, if it becomes a trend. I don't think what Henry was saying, he was not implying some sort of a conspiracy. What he was just trying to say that there are certain genres or a certain type of programming that appeals to a certain group of people, they naturally shift their funds to something they like. I mean, maybe they find letter and politics closer to what they found on the morning show. Okay. But last sentence, can I say something? Okay. I have talked to people, and I know there were people who were supposed to be guests on the morning mix, and they were told that they should boycott the I'm sorry, but that's...
Thank you, Sharam. Okay, the very... Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, Sasha's ahead of you, and then Kate, and then we're through, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Sasha.
You know, people being told not to appear as guests on the morning mix, I heard that too, and I was equally outraged. But that is also now, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, 10 months ago. So it's a long, long time ago. The demonstrations, I attended those demonstrations as well, not in support of protesting the morning mix being taken off the air, but because I was glad it was at the time and wished the morning show and wish the best of luck to the morning mix. And the problem is that then the morning mix was pretty dreadful and it's become increasingly worse. And if folks on this side of the table would be honest, you would know that we all had these conversations with one another and you didn't disagree. I really find it offensive to say, poorer people or we're getting a different demographic and they don't have good taste. And they don't know what's good programming, and they're not terribly intelligent, and that's who we're appealing to now. And, those are the great masses. I find that really offensive. I don't know what makes you think that an older white, upper middle class, is automatically, people who can appreciate, good programming and no one else can. That's just really kind of horribly offensive to me. And that is, we have to have a goal of having listenable programming. Seriously. And what we've got on the air most of the time at 8 o'clock in the morning is not. And it's not raising money, and it's not because all these funds are being diverted. Sure, there may be a bit of that. Of course there may be, if people are getting emails and so forth. But that's not the cause. The cause is the bad programming.
Okay, thank you, Sasha. Kate.
Okay, I just wanted to say, despite the fact that I'm a strong partisan, I don't disagree with what you said, and I've had experience too. My friends have said, well, what's that new show? I don't like it. But I think the difference has to be whether we are able to tell people, well, KBFA's had to make some changes. It was you know, originated by a need for financial reallocation and so forth. Give it a chance. And I remember going bonkers when Chris Welsh got moved from the morning show to another hour. Change is what blows people's minds, I think, really. And really, for us to say that we're all coming together, we have to say that we're going to, you know, stomach some things that aren't exactly to our own particular liking. That's really my only point.
Okay, no. Okay. Please, no. We're gonna vote now, okay? I'm gonna ask the...
We're gonna vote.
I'm asking the secretary to reread the motion, and I'm gonna ask for a recall... A roll call vote, okay?
Yeah, roll call.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I just have... Margie, did you know that NPR has increased its monies during this time?
Okay, that... Andrea, please.
I know.
Okay. Now, you can talk about that all you want. We're going to have a full discussion on the budget as soon as we get past this. All right. So let's have a roll call vote. Listen up for your name.
Okay, here is the motion. Whereas the summer KPFA fund drive fell short of its goals, and whereas the October fund drive is crucial to the survival of the station, and whereas the previously canceled morning show was a recognized major fundraiser for the station, therefore it is resolved the LSB recommends to the interim general manager that the morning show be reinstated for the October fund drive for the purpose of increasing revenues to the station. Okay. So, roll call. Down the list, Augemeier?
No.
Augemeier is no. Bernstein?
Yes.
Bernstein is yes. Drake?
Yes.
Drake is yes. Fest?
No.
Fest is no. Futron?
No.
Futron is no. Gans?
Yes.
Gans is yes. Goldmacher?
Yes.
Goldmacher is yes. Johnson? Johnson is no. Kim? Oh, I'm soup. I'm going to cross her off the list. Kim is not here. Kurzweil?
Yes.
Kurzweil is yes. Nor?
No.
Nor is no. Privis?
Yes.
Privis is yes. Rosenberg?
No.
Rosenberg is no. Russell?
Yes.
Russell is yes. Sawyer?
Yes.
Sawyer is yes. Siegel?
Yes.
Siegel is yes. Sterling? Sterling is no. Akio Tanaka?
No.
Akio Tanaka is no. Kate Tanaka?
No.
Kate Tanaka is no. Turner?
Yes.
Turner is yes. Wilkinson? Yep, they'll pass. Withers?
Yes.
Withers is yes. So that is 11 yes and 9 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. All right, now back to our agenda, people. We messed around with the agenda. I would like to suggest two things. One is that if people do not object to this, that we will take a short break right now and come back to the treasurer's report and keep public comments just before the general reports. Is that okay with everybody? I apologize for those of you who came to make public comments. But there was only one person here when we got to public comments on the agenda originally, and so we moved it down on the agenda to give other people a chance to arrive and put their name on the list. Yeah. And yeah, right. What?
Did I do something wrong?
No, but we have this, and then we have this down here. So this is confusing.
Okay. All right. Don't worry. Let's say no more than 10 minutes. Okay. I'm going to ask Mal to set his machine and make it blow a car horn when the 10 minutes is over.